Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
I said no.
Nope.
The Truck Show. We're going to show you what we know. We're going to answer what the truck. Because truck rides with the truck show. We have the lifted, we have the lowered, and everything in between. We'll talk about trucks that run on diesel and the ones that run on gasoline.
The truck show, the truck show, the truck show, whoa, whoa.
It's the truck show with your hosts, Lightning and Holman.
This episode of the Truck Show Podcast, Have You Heard? is proudly presented by Nissan. With the Frontier, Titan, and Titan XD, Nissan has a truck for every need, along with the legendary Nissan durability. Test drive your next truck at a local Nissan dealer today, or point your browser to NissanUSA.com, where you can use the build and price tool to configure a Nissan truck that fits your lifestyle.
And when you're thinking about adding power or improving fuel economy, Banks has over 65 years of experience. Whether it's cold air intakes or exhaust systems, tuning, throttle control, charge air cooling, lubrication components, and much more, no one offers smarter, safer, 50-state emissions-compliant performance parts than Gale Banks. You'll find the best engineered parts for your truck at BanksPower.com.
This is the show where they talk breaking news, and this is the part where Coleman asks Lightning, have you heard?
Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No. I said no. You can kill all that right now. Like, at this moment, stop.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, we have all sorts of crazy truck and apparently van news.
Truck and van news? It's the van news podcast?
No,
show podcast.
Did you hear about Ford's 1,400-horsepower super van in Europe? It's an electric van. Well, check this out. The Ford Supervan 4.2 EV added a few more records to its resume. It now holds the title for the quickest closed-wheeled vehicle, electric vehicle, and commercial model around the 3.85-mile course that hosts the Bathurst 500 race. So the Supervan did a record-setting lap, 1 minute and 56.3247 seconds.
What does that compare to, like, a Tesla or a Porsche GT3 RS or something?
Let me just put this out. Apparently, it bested the previous record owner, which was the Mercedes AMG GT3.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Which did it in 156.05. So 0.2803 seconds slower than the Ford electric van.
In a commercial van.
Dude, well, it's totally race prepped. It's kind of rad looking, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's wow.
It's wild, yeah.
That looks like kind of Honda minivan-ish, find in Japan.
Google Supervan 4.2. It's pretty rad.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No, and I don't care.
Nope.
A funny story on MotorOne.com is cowards. Range Rover won't make wheels bigger than 23 inches. I thought that was the perfect clickbait to get you in.
Yes, because why not 24s, pansies?
Apparently they said the 23-inch carbon fiber shoes on the Sport SV model are as big as they get.
Well, okay, hold on a second. Carbon fiber, that may change the equation for me a little bit.
So Jaguar Land Rover's vehicle engineering director, Matt Becker, told them that 23 seems to be about the limit. You won't want to go much bigger than that. I don't really see many 24-inch wheels. And Florida just said, hold my beer. Hey, Lighting, have you heard?
What are you, deaf and stupid? I said no.
No.
Toyota's Land Cruiser configurator is now live. And there's three trim levels that you can choose from. And the Land Cruiser will start at a pedestrian 57,445. And then that's the 1958 base model, which has the round headlights. You move up to the Land Cruiser for 63,445. And then Land Cruiser First Edition, 76,445, fully loaded. And that's with the hybrid-assisted turbocharged 2.4 cylinder, which is in the new Tacoma. So 326 horsepower and 465 pound-feet of torque. Gets a standard center and rear locking differential. And then the mid-range trim adds front stabilizer disconnect and multi-terrain select along with mud, dirt, and sand settings. But I feel like
that's reasonably priced, actually.
It's not bad. I really like the interior, but I think the styling's a little funky on the outside for me, especially the front end.
Is it too square?
It's not too square. It's just the front end. Well, I mean, I think it all looks good except the nose is too modular Lego-y looking, whereas the Lexus GX on the same platform mm-hmm. is like almost beautiful. Like, it's a great-looking car. The Lexus interior is stunning. Land Cruiser interior is actually really good also. Lexus gets a three-row option. I think Land Cruiser is only two-row. Again, makes you wonder where 4Runner is going to fit in.
I wonder why they wouldn't give the Toyota a third row.
Maybe that's where 4Runner comes in. I don't know. And I don't like the wheels on the Land Cruiser. I think they're god-awful.
Let me see.
They're just horrible. They look like Camry wheels.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's the base model.
Stop it, Toyota. Cut it out.
So anyway, if you want that platform, I'm kind of leaning toward the Lexus. A lot more coin, but way more nice and just a better looking vehicle. Hey, Lightning. Have you heard?
No, wait.
Nope.
Apparently, Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra plug-in hybrids are on the way. And apparently, GM had plans for a Ford Maverick-sized electric pickup truck, which it has canceled, if you believe the rumors on the old internet.
I wonder why.
So, well, because GM is pulling way back from electric development and going, ooh, wait a minute, we like plug-ins, which is hilarious because typical GM, think of all the cars that they got wrong when they launched that were really good and then they decided to kill them, whether it's like a Fiero or, I mean, you just countless GM things, but they had the Volt. Like, they had a plug-in hybrid. They were leading everybody.
The Volt,
they were ahead of it.
By
it was a great
all accounts,
car.
The Volt was one of the best still today.
And
right?
So now they're like, no, we're going to go all EV. And now they're like, maybe we messed up on that deal. So I guess we'll find out. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
No, I haven't heard.
Speaking of electronics, GM has halted sales of 2024 Colorados and Canyons over software issues. Apparently, there's already a fix in play, but the 2024 Colorado and 2024 Canyon are basically on a stop sale. They have 15,000 brand new trucks that are on their way to the dealer that are affected.
Ouch.
Yeah. So they said they've already identified and have begun implementing a fix for those. If you remember, the Chevy Blazer EV just before Christmas had a similar issue with its software. So GM, stop doing that.
Yeah. And by the way, who's buying the Blazer? Like, that's a dumbass car.
Well, the previous Blazer was definitely not great. The new EV Blazer is supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm talking about the previous generation.
Yeah, that was awful with the tinny door slams and all that. It was not. I rented one once and was very not impressed by that particular product.
It shouldn't. I mean, it
really. Not their best work.
It did a disservice to the name, the trademark Blazer.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
I mean, no.
How about now?
No.
Can you hear me?
Stop it.
Can you hear me?
Let me turn my headphones down.
Oh, it must be because you're driving a Ram 1500 Tungsten with a Klipsch audio system, 23 speakers, 12-inch enclosed subwoofer, and a pair of 1-inch titanium dome tweeters, and a 1,228-watt amplifier.
Holy balls.
Apparently, each of the cab's four doors has a 6x9, and a trio of 3.5-inch coaxials are equally spaced across the instrument panel to create what they are calling an impressive soundstage. And this truck is the most opulent, most luxurious, most beautiful interior of any pickup truck in the history of pickup trucks.
So this is the Ram 1500 Tungsten, you said?
Yep.
Tungsten. So this is going to start at
$89,150. And work its way up really close with all the options to that six-digit territory.
And this has which engine again? This is the straight six?
The high-output Hurricane 3-liter straight six gas.
Okay. Wow. For a Ram 1500.
Yep. A really nice Ram 1500.
Without the supercharged 6.2-liter
My friend,
Hellcat.
It has two turbos. Not one, but two.
Yeah, and it's got two turbos, but it's no 702 horsepower.
Hey, well, this isn't the Hellcat. So
I know that. I am aware of that.
And it's way more power than the Hemi. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No!
Jeep has confirmed that 2024 will be the last year of the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon 392, and it will be commemorated with a final edition.
Not a last call?
You know, what's funny is all these people on the internet I've been telling for 2 years, and all the 392 groups stuff. They're like, they've been saying that since day one, so they can say more. They're gonna have it for 4 more years. And I'm like, you guys are dumb. So I went back on there, and I'm like, told you so.
And you went where?
Back on the forum. And I'm like, I told you so.
So you had to look up an old thread?
No, it was a current thread because they're talking about how the final edition came out.
Yeah.
And then one of the people on it was a high up person within Jeep who liked the post and said nothing else. And I was like, you know, that's all I got to say.
So last year is, you said 25?
No, this year.
This
done.
Year's
that's it. Get your 392 or don't.
Wow.
I got mine. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No, said the guy who wanted the 392 and couldn't get one because they're about to be sold out.
Or gone forever. So check this out. We have seen copious amounts of Ford Broncos with wheels pointing toward each other.
Have we?
Yes.
Okay.
Google Bronco steering.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Here we go.
Everybody goes off road and they're like, oh, I got 37. Okay. Tie rod gone.
Bronco.
Steering rack broken.
Steering.
Fire buddy Quinn rack. Over a 74 Weld is making a whole steering system.
Yep.
Steering out of billet.
Rack.
He's
sure enough. There it is.
Oh, snap. So Ford has somewhat acknowledged the fact that Bronco steering might be weak for those who modify them and maybe even those who don't. Because Ford Performance is now selling a $1,300 steering system that includes a reinforced steering rack with a higher torque motor, as well as stronger inner tie rods and reinforced outer tie rods with increased deflection ball joints. And then the goal will give you more articulation while strengthening the whole steering system. So that's pretty cool. And they're basically calling it a severe duty steering upgrade kit, but you'll need a $495 ProCal 4 programming tool to also complete the job. So you're in it for just under $2,000.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's an upgrade. If you're going to beat the snot out of your Bronco.
Quinn at 74 Weld is thousands more than that, right, for his billet steering system.
Right.
So this is probably a good deal. Now, if you own a 2024 Bronco Wildtrak, you already have that upgrade. It's part of the Haas 3.0 suspension upgrade. So anyway, so Ford Performance now offering steering upgrades. Because
I wonder how many guys who have that Wildtrak know that they have that upgrade.
Well, it just happened for 24. So all the guys who have Wildtraks from the previous years don't.
Oh.
Yeah, not great.
Oh.
Hey, Lighting, did you hear?
Oh, no.
No. No.
From the Department of Recalls. Which are a lot this week.
We need a new jingle just about recalls.
Seriously. Toyota, not known for recalls generally.
Well. Except for their line of Priuses. I feel like Priuses have had quite a few recalls.
I didn't tell you. I rented the new one. 500 miles on it.
Really?
At Hertz Gold in Florida.
Okay. And?
$28,000.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Did you like it because you wanted to like it or because you actually did like
no,
it?
No. I was like, this thing's rad. It was quiet. It rode nice. It didn't have any squeaks or rattles. It didn't feel cheap on the inside. The only thing I hate is the relationship of the steering wheel to the driver information center. The steering wheel top. Yeah, it blocks it. The steering wheel blocks it. It's in a bad spot.
You can't adjust it?
I hated that. No, you can adjust it down, but then the angle of the wheel is pointing down at you rather than being even with you or up. So that wasn't great.
It looks like it might have some blind spots, no?
It has some blind spots. Not super easy to see out the back. But it dings and whistles at you, and there's things around. I'll tell you though, for $28,000, I'd go buy one right now and use it as my daily.
But you can't. Like you have
50,
a CRV,
50 something miles per gallon. Yeah, but my kid's gonna have that, and then I'm gonna have, a 392.
I think we're in agreement that the new Prius on air just slammed out would be amazing,
dude. Just the Prius XLE that has the I think there are 19s or 20s on it looks rad.
Needs to be lower though.
My wife's like, no. She goes, get it out of your system, and I'm like, I can't. It's really good.
I brought that up to Brandy and my kids, and they all thought they because we had a when they
I
were
saw
really,
one on the freeway. I'm like, honey, look, there's one. She's like, no. I'm like, it's freaking got 20s on it. She's like, no.
When Gavin was my oldest, who's a senior in college now, when he was really little, he would say it like this. That's a nice Prius. Said no one ever. That's what he would say.
Yeah,
all
but
the
you
time.
Can't say that now because the new Prius is awesome.
No, I think he would still say that.
Listen, if
that's a nice Prius. Should I know whatever?
You should get him to record that for
I
you.
I should, yeah.
By the way,
he doesn't speak like that. He was doing the voice.
I'm telling you, like the freaking car is for the price, I would immediately go and make that my daily. Just keep it off. Put the miles on it. Let it get door dinged in a parking lot. Don't care.
I know two firemen. I don't know why firemen, but I know two firemen local to us that both have homes in Lake Havasu, which is a 4.5 to 5 hour drive. They have big trucks, big boats, the whole thing, as firemen do. But their commuter to go back and forth
is a Prius.
It's a Prius.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, that thing. What do you think a $28,000 Prius lease would be? A couple hundred bucks a month?
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if the Truck Show podcast needs a write-off, because I would totally do that.
Huh.
Yeah, impressive. I'm like, it's CarPlay and climate control, auto climate control, and all the things I care about.
All the stuff,
adaptive cruise control.
How was the stereo? Just okay.
It was fine.
It was just fine.
I mean, listen, it's not their top of the line Prius, but it didn't suck.
Yeah.
It didn't suck. All right, back to our Toyota recall. Guess how many Toyota...
Were we just talking about a Prius?
We were.
Oh, my God.
Guess how many Toyota Tacoma trucks are being recalled because there's a potential issue with the rear axle assembly. This would cover years 2022 and 2023.
How many? Okay. 120,000.
So apparently there was some welding debris that was left on the axles when they were manufactured. And what happens is because the debris is there, the retaining nuts can loosen. And if they do, it will eventually separate from the axle assembly. And so they have to inspect it and then put, retighten the axle retaining nuts free of charge and make sure that there's no other damage. That would be affecting 381,000.
Oh, dang. Ouch.
Dude.
It's a lot of labor.
That's a lot.
That's a big labor bill.
A lot of stuff.
Oof. Okay.
And then also, check this out. Toyota also had to recall 280,663. What are they trying to be Ford right now?
I don't know. Why? What's going on?
Over unexpected movement concerns. So,
what does that mean?
Apparently, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration said Toyota will recall these 280,000 pickup trucks and SUVs and issue a software update. So apparently, when the vehicles are in neutral and the brakes are not applied, they can move.
Wait. What? So it's not actually neutral?
It includes certain Tundras, Tundra Hybrids, Lexus LX600s between 22 and 24, as well as Sequoias that were manufactured last year.
Says, well, wait a minute. Under what circumstance would you have it in neutral with no brakes just sitting there?
So it says certain parts of the transmission may not immediately disengage when the vehicle is shifted to the neutral position. This can allow some engine power to continue to be transferred to the wheels and can allow the vehicle to inadvertently creep forward at low speeds when it's on a flat surface and no brakes are applied, leading to an increased risk of a crash.
But who would do that and why?
No, it's just when you're shifting through.
No, that's not, you would never, that wouldn't happen. Your brakes would be on, or you're shifting into drive and you're only momentarily, you're passing through neutral.
Well, apparently it doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
What I'm saying is that's for some a-hole who leaves it in neutral and takes his foot off the brake and expects it to not move. Like, why would you do that? You put it in park.
Or you don't, and your vehicle moves, and then you need to go have a recall.
That's a people thing, not a Toyota thing.
No, that's definitely a Toyota thing. It should not do that. If you're in neutral, it should not be moving.
I agree, but like, who found that out and why? Like, stop it.
Oh, Lightning. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No, God, please, no, no!
No, I don't think so.
The 2024 Jeep Gladiator is $1,095 cheaper than before.
I did actually hear about this, yes. They're having some issues, right? Get moving those things.
I think everybody's having issues right now. So.
But is it because Stellantis said, hey, you dealers, you can only stock 4xEs?
Well, I think that's probably going to be part of it. Well, that's not Stellantis. That's basically the regulations. They're obviously getting ahead of it, but yeah. The 2024 Sport is $39,790 versus $40,885 from last year in the Rubicon. However, the 2024 Rubicon, which has more content, is $54,890 versus $53,735. So it just depends on where you are in the trim walk, whether the price is up or down. But I do know that they are trying to add more, essentially more equipment, to give you more value for the money that you're spending. But sales are slow. Hey, Lighting, did you hear?
Nope. Mm-mm.
More spy photos have been surfacing of the refreshed 2025 Nissan Frontier.
Ooh.
So looking forward to...
Wait, refresh? Like, what are they doing? Like,
it's the mid-cycle refresh.
I know, but we just got the new truck not long ago.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Has it been 3 years?
Yeah.
It's the truck in your driveway?
I know. That still looks fresh. It's 3 years old.
What?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Time for an upgrade.
I mean, okay.
Hey, you got to keep it fresh, man, because all the competition's coming.
Keep it fresh, bro.
But I'm telling you, for 45 grand, that truck is awesome.
Who were you just driving around with it in the other
Mike
day?
Mike Rice and Graham McPherson from Go Fast Campers. And Graham's like, I've never been in a Frontier before. He's like, this is actually kind of rad.
I told you the story when I was at King of the Hammers and Corey Willis rolled up and he's like, what's up with this truck?
Yeah.
I've never seen one in person. I go, how are you guys not seeing a front? But I guess it's just the distribution is smaller than their competitors. And
yeah, but not even that. It's just people,
they're not aware.
They look at it and they're like, what vehicle is that? And you're like, it's a Nissan Frontier. They're like, it's really an odd.
Is that the noise they make?
They do. They go, do you know how many people have looked at me? And I'm like, oh, Frontier. Yeah, it's strange. It's very strange.
It's all right. Cool truck.
And one more for you. Lightning, did you hear?
No.
That's the most annoying no you have, by
I don't
the way.
Think. I love that no. Are you kidding me?
I hate that no.
I've never even gotten a third way through.
No, I know. It's
so bad. It
goes
on for like a minute.
Yeah, make it end. 2025 Chevrolet Avalanche, Silverado EV, the Trail Boss Edition, coming out next year.
Could be cool adjacent.
I think cool adjacent is probably close. They've shown some photos of it, and it's definitely got some gray or blacked out lower cladding on it and fender flares, and it's got some more off-road oriented wheels, and so far not a lot of other information, but it definitely looks more coolish than the current one.
It's
18s on what looks like 33s, maybe?
No, I take it back. No, it's not cool.
You're out?
That is not cool. I'm out. It leaves this reviewer cold. Nope.
What does it do for the show?
It's, we're over. We're done.
That's it.
It's the end of this
episode. We're going to do it on the Chevrolet Trail Boss EV.
Yep.
That's it.
We're
out.
On a buzzkill.
We can't find like one more piece of news that can redeem ourselves.
Nope.
No.
Nope. It's over.
No!
It's done. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, guys.
Come on, he had one job and he screwed it up.
The Truck Show Podcast is a production of Truck Famous LLC. This podcast was created by Sean Holman and Jay Tillis with production elements by DJ Omar Khan. If you like what you've heard, please open your Apple Podcast or Spotify app and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're a fan, there's no better way to show your support than by patronizing our sponsors.